Welcome back to Ed Says here on the Talk of Connecticut. In just a moment, we're going to talk about the GOP's ACA replacement. But during the breaks, Christian and I, and then that news break, mentioned marijuana and the chance it's getting here in Connecticut. And then I know that Brad and Dan had teenager Danielle Ott on this morning on why many teens oppose legal pot. That was the tweet that went out. Teen Danielle Ott joins Brad and Dan at 7:20 on why many teens oppose legal pot. Many is a word that I take issue with, and I it's not often. I don't talk about often what they talk about, but having heard about it, having a teenager on to discuss it, and having gone to their website, stoppotct.org, it's just the opposition to this legalization I find is rooted in lack of knowledge and an apparent embrace of that lack of knowledge in the guise of being knowledgeable. You just heard in the report that AAA and the police say that it would increase people who are driving impaired. I don't think that's the case any more than Budweiser releasing a new beverage increases it. There's always going to be a percentage, or somebody being prescribed a new drug. There are plenty of people that drive under prescription drugs that shouldn't. There will always be a percentage of drivers who are impaired. It is mathematics. It is statistics. There are already people driving under the influence of either alcohol, prescription drugs, marijuana, whatever. All right? It's going to happen regardless of the law. Legalization of marijuana will not increase the user base 110%. The users are there. They will just have a legitimate way to do it. It might see some increase from those who are interested in it. This is one of my favorite. These state, fact sheet from stoppotct.org. Connecticut is dealing with a heroin epidemic. Nowhere are these stats cited, by the way, on this webpage. Marijuana is a gateway drug to other drugs and addiction. First of all, marijuana is non-addictive. The science, clashing with your opinion here. Even occasional use of marijuana has been correlated to future high-risk use of alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs, including heroin, cocaine, and methamphetamine. Okay, so first of all, I don't think use of marijuana has anything to do with that. I think that is a personality type. You can't just, like, smoke marijuana and go, oh, now I'm going to smoke alcohol, tobacco, or drink alcohol, smoke tobacco, and do all these other drugs. There is a personality type, an addictive personality type, of which I possess. I smoked, I drank, and I party. I was there. I didn't do anything like coke or anything, but I never smoked weed either. I smoked it a few times, never obsessively. And if there was going to be something I was into obsessively, that would have been it. But I realized that I had that type of personality and said I should probably dial all these things back. So that has nothing to do with the marijuana itself. It has to do with the type of user. It's like someone who overeats. If you realize that's the issue, then you're going to do it. Let's continue with these made-up stats. Many, many young people in Connecticut, again, give me numbers. Here we go. 9% of people who use marijuana will become dependent on it. 9%? 9? That's nothing. They say it increases to 17% who start using in adolescence and 25 to 50 for daily users. Well, if you're a daily user, by definition, that seems to be a dependence. 17%. For people to start using in adolescence. Nobody is advocating for legalization for adolescents. All right? Marijuana is not a benign drug, and marijuana potency is almost tripled in 20 years. And the harmful effects are well documented in research and literature. Well, why don't you share that well documented information with me on your fact sheet? In states that have legalized marijuana, the highest increases is in the use of 18 to 24 year old age group. Okay, but what aren't they doing? Are they not drinking? Are they not doing other drugs? Maybe you should look at that. Stop cherry-picking your statistics. And I am not one to be an ageist, but from the mouths of babes will not come legislative direction, okay? But this idea that the headline is Connecticut is dealing with a heroin epidemic. Well, you know what can help people who have heroin problems or have opioid problems? Marijuana. Let's go to Robert in Torrington. Good morning, Robert. Let's go to Mike in Glastonbury. Good morning, Mike. Mike, are you there? All right. Sorry, lost you on, but I have my mind. I have just lost my mind about this because the touting of all of this, of these fake facts that they're putting out there, or at least not substantiating. There's no indication of where this information came from. Employers will face significant challenges and costs. Legalizing marijuana is only going to increase the number of people who cannot pass pre-employment screening or random drug tests. I have an idea. How about you just don't waste the money on it? How about what I do in my free time? If it's legal, then it's all well and good. Then you're not going to lose money there. Let's go to Robert in Torrington. Robert is back. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Ed. Yeah, I'm listening to your show as always, and I'm pondering all the talk about, you know, Donald Trump and all the Republicans in the country. And I want to bring it to the local level, too, because, you know, I also call Dan sometimes, and he gets all upset with me. What I want to say is now, Donald Trump won the presidency. The Republicans got control of the Congress. They were running on repealing Obamacare, and they put out this bill that we all call Trump Care, which is Obama-like 90%, but it's nothing like the plan that, like, Rand Paul was pushing and the conservatives, and they're trying to bring it up to a vote tomorrow, and they probably were going to fail because they're fighting amongst each other. Now, why don't they just come out with the truth like they were doing during the campaign, except Donald Trump, he wasn't a conservative, so he was running his own thing. But if the Republicans really want to show that they're strong, they should be voting on the conservative plan tomorrow, and let's see if that passes. It would probably fail even worse. Now, on the Connecticut level, we got the Connecticut Republican Party, and they're like Trump, right? Because they want to be, compassionate Republicans. Like, they're all for the workers all of a sudden. Like, when the governor came out this morning, said, hey, listen, we got a budget problem. Now, I'm not a fan of Governor Malloy, and I am a Democrat, but everybody complains that the state wastes a lot of money. We have too many employees. So he wants to lay off workers. Okay, well, if we have too many that we don't need and we got to save money, well, so be it. But the Republicans, when Dan asks Senator, how come you don't have your own budget, he comes out and says, well, we're kind of tied in the Senate now, so why should we put out a budget? And my understanding is if you're the opposition party and you're opposing the governor, show your true card. Listen, let's put in our platform. We want to lay off all state employees, privatize everything, take away all the benefits, don't have anything except maybe the state police, the National Guard, and that's it. But, see, the Republicans won't do that because they're trying to play it both ways and try to blame everybody else, but now they're in charge and nothing's getting done. So, like I always say, this is a whole TV series, and now it's coming down to the state level with Romano at the leadership of the Republicans in Connecticut. What are we getting done? Nothing.
Nothing, because it's children. They all have an antagonistic relationship, and it's my way or the highway, and they are children. And if you go into this job thinking that it's all about you and what you think, you're doing it wrong. You are a representative of the people who put you there, and that even means the people that didn't vote for you. And what you need to do is sit down and talk and compromise. But nobody's willing to compromise anymore because they are so full of themselves and their own ideas, and it's disappointing, but we keep rewarding them because we keep voting on party lines.
Well, you're right, but like I just said, at least on the Democratic side, we know, you know, what they're putting on the table. Yeah, they want to raise taxes, okay, but, you know, in Connecticut, let's say our tax system is antiquated. All the commerce is done on Amazon. Now, when I buy things on eBay or Amazon, some places they charge me a Connecticut tax, others don't. I mean, you know, how many mortar and brick stores do we have available and the, you know, revenues go down? What I'm trying to say is they have to look at how they're charging all these fees and bring it up to date. But the Republicans, of course, they don't want to do that because they think everything should be done for free. You know, I should go to work and I get paid because I'm providing a service. And since I'm working for them, well, are they going to buy my house for me, pay my power bill and support my family? Then I'll work for free.
Right.
That
yeah.
Ain't going to happen.
It's a matter of what you get back. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Mike in Glastonbury. Good morning, Mike.
Oh, hi, Ed. I wanted to go back just a moment or two to the earlier topic about the marijuana issue.
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay. It's often pilloried as a gateway drug, and I'm not sure of the architecture here or how big a territory there is, so to speak, behind the gate or the gateway. But the implication has always been that hardcore addiction is behind the big gate. You know, the marijuana supposedly is the harmless entrance into a field of hellish entertainments. In terms of words and how things get defined, a lot of people right now are fighting over the meaning of words. It's like words versus words, a regular battleground of meanings. So I kind of wonder if there is such a thing as a gateway drug. It's just a word, and our perception of it when it is put into use past its initial acceptance. So if you legalize something and later call it a gateway because problems have developed with it, does that mean it really was hooked up? So the problem, I think, is people who are interested in authority are trying to define things beyond their ability to understand them, partly because they don't necessarily want to understand them. And behind authority is another word with an even bigger capital A, and that's addiction. So some people in authority can be addicted to authority.
And there are some people who can't make decisions for themselves and need that authority.
Absolutely, and so we have this business of trotting out a word, and people grab their clubs and hammers and things and hammer it to death, hoping that some of their opponents will accidentally step in the way trying to rescue the word so they can hit them too. But it's like people right now are confused over the meaning of things, and they're beating the hell out of each other trying to prove that their spelling is better than the other guys.
Well,
I'm just watching this circus here, Ed. I mean, I'm listening to it, so thank you very much.
Well, hopefully I am not the ringmaster.
Oh, no. No, no. Everybody has to get their own tent here to watch the things, but it really has some of the human comedy under the big top.
Well, thank you for the call. I got to hit a break here. 888-574-2723. We'll talk pot. We'll talk ACA replacement and anything else you want next here on Ed Says.